Item two is a rezoning at the southwest corner of Dalhousie Drive and Allegheny Drive, under file DAZ210 of 2013. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will be also heard at the same time, namely, item three is a variance at the southwest corner of Dalhousie Drive and Allegheny Drive, under file DAV 119505/2013D.
All right, we'll call forward the applicant to deal with items two and three. This is the southwest corner of Dalhousie and Allegheny.
Is there anybody here in opposition?
Well, the applicant's coming forward. Is there anyone? What? Oh, you're just asking me.
Good evening. Do I have to say my name and address and all that stuff?
Madam, please state your name and address. Sure.
John Winchup, 301-139 Roslyn Road, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Thank you. Appreciate the committee hearing our application this evening. We've read the planner's report. We understand their concerns about having the decision made on the rezoning as well as the variance tonight. There was an administrative error done by, unfortunately, by the City of Winnipeg in this case. One variance was missed. We recognize that. We're happy to go to the public hearing next month for the variance, but we are asking that the committee make a decision or appreciate the consideration of making a decision on the rezoning this evening. That was properly advertised. We're seeking to rezone the land to multifamily large from agricultural to add 24 units to a piece of vacant space. The planning department is in support of the rezoning. We're comfortable with their recommendation on that item. We understand under the development procedures bylaw, anytime over the next 2, 3, 4 years, whatever, if we submit building plans that needs variances, it'll be at this committee. We've actually completed the drawings and we'll be at the public hearing next month for the variance. The reason why we asked for the rezoning tonight is that ideally we'd like to be able to have this all completed by the end of July. The rezoning has to go to council, whereas the variance can be decided by this committee. Everything can be wrapped up by July and we can hopefully look at starting construction this fall. If we have the rezoning approved in July, we wouldn't go to the end of September at council, and we would miss a window of opportunity to start constructing this building for a market that critically needs new housing in that area, especially close to the University of Manitoba.
John, I don't know if you can answer this question, but you've made the application for RMFL, which seems to be quite substantial for this site. I'm wondering, if it were to be RMFM, you would still be pretty close to the 20 units, you wouldn't have any need for the variances.
Some of the variances are related to yards, front yard, side yard. We are trying to build the building closer to Dalhousie as well as Allegheny. There is one item regarding parking, but we believe with the University of Manitoba being so close by, we're looking at capturing that market of students, et cetera. So we'll need variances regardless of whether it's RFM medium or large, especially respecting to the yards. We're looking at, not because of height of the building, we're strictly looking at the number of dwelling units. Ideally, it's going to be a four-story building that's built on that lot. We're looking at 24 units. You take the lot area and you divide it by, correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, 800 to get RFM medium. We're looking at dividing it by 500, I believe, to get the number of units on there. So it would drop the number of units. But our variances are related mostly, once again, to parking, side yards, that regardless of the zone, we'd be asking for those variances anyways.
So I don't think there's anybody here in opposition to this. Robert, what are your thoughts here?
We were supportive of the idea of having 24 units, and the density works out of about 660 square feet versus against the lot area. The reason why we were recommending adjournment, we often do when the variances are missed or misposted. For this case, it's for lot area. So to actually make it buildable, they need the variance from 20,000 square feet minimum lot area to 15, I think it's 887. So often we recommend well, we always recommend that they get heard together. What if the committee were to go forward, you know, we do have clauses available to the committee for their consideration. If at RMFM, there was discussion about that. At RMFM, the variance for lot area wouldn't be necessary. The minimum lot area in the RMFM district is 9,000 square feet. The application is 15,887 square feet, so they would actually meet that part. All the other variances could be heard against the RMFM zoning category. It actually could potentially work. The number of units would go down to 19 is the maximum that you can get under RMFM at 15,887 square feet that I've calculated.
So you prefer to move ahead trying to get the variance with the RMFL as opposed to just doing it with the RFM, which basically I think gives you 20 units and takes any of your headaches away.
Let me consult with my
if you want to go consult client. With the with your boss, whoever that might be, then maybe we can. You're at 19 or 20 under the.
Technically, it actually goes down because then you'd have to vary the lot area per dwelling unit to be slightly lower.
So they'd still need one to get to 20.
So they'd just be shy of 20.
But at 19, it's still pretty crowded. If you're limiting the height to four stories.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they can get that density in four stories,
yeah,
500 square feet.
The one concern about the variance that we would have is that they were asking for not even a one-to-one parking. So when it was heard together, I wouldn't want to see it.
Yeah.
If you want to.
And my client's preference is to have the 24 units, ideally rezoned today, but if it means going to July.
But do you know there will be a height restriction on it?
Yes, we're comfortable with height restriction.
And you think you can get 24 in there on
yes.
four stories?
On this lot, yeah. I've just also talked with a designer who's here as well, and we're comfortable with 24 units on that piece of land. With restrictions on height, we have no intention of building a 150-foot tall building. Once again, it's all about...
Oh, I guarantee density. You won't be doing that.
Yep.
Okay, well, we'll go through the rest of the list here, John, and I'll make up my mind by the time we get to the end.
Sure. I just want to add, we also did public engagement. We handed out between 40 to 50 letters to the surrounding community more than 2 weeks before the public hearing, and we had no responses to that letter in the mailboxes.
Right. We have three other names registered here. You don't need to come down to speak. If you just want to indicate if you're in support. The first name is Sukjit Bandal, and you're in support. Second name is Paramajit Shahi, and you're also in support. And Brian Mansky, you're also in support. Is there anyone here that we have no one registered in opposition or here for information on items 2 and 3? Is there anyone here who is in opposition or here for information on 2 and 3? Seeing no one, we'll turn it back to you, Councillor Swandell. I think if you had further questions or comments...
No, I think I'm ready to proceed, unless, John, you have anything you want to add?
No, planner's report and his recommendation being positive. We're comfortable with any of the restrictions, especially height and the number of dwelling units on the land that the planner's proposing and whatever this committee comes up. We will, of course, submit plan approval for the committee to consider in the future regarding the design of the building. We have an idea of what it looks like that I can submit today if you would like to take a look at it, but we will make the official application in the future for plan approval.
Okay, I will move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
That the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
That the recommendation of Winnipeg Public Service not be concurred in, which is that the layover be had. I think we can deal with this today. So I'll move that it not be concurred in. And I would like to put the recommendation that that's put forward by the planner in the report. And I'll just give a couple of the highlights of it. They recommend adjournment, but they say, should we proceed, that the application be amended by rezoning the subject land as shown on Schedule A, to an RMFL residential multifamily large district subject to the following. The developer be required to fulfill all the conditions outlined in Schedule B, the report of the Administrative Coordinating Group dated May 22, 2013. That the applicant enter into a zoning agreement with the city pursuant to Section 240 sub 1 of the City of Winnipeg Charter to include the following, and then it makes a statement about limiting the height to 45 feet, and the maximum number of dwelling units on the land shall not exceed 24, and then the bit about plan approval coming back here to the Community Committee, and the rest are our standard clauses on dedication and time for enactment and forwarding to council. So those are the recommendations that I want placed on it with the approval. And so that is my motion.
All right. Everybody clear on that? Madam Clerk? No? Yes.
They're listed out in the...
All right. All those in favor? Aye. Contrary? Carried.
And I'll move the... Well, there's a motion, but the supporting reasons are that this is high-density, smaller housing in close proximity to the University of Manitoba. With that, I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary? That's carried.